Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
Hey, trivia fans. This is the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Welcome in. We got the whole crew here with us tonight. Brian, Kelly, Scotty, Nick, and I am your host, Andy. We're going to hear from them in a minute. I'm not really worried about them. You're just going to listen to my dulcet tones.
Love your neighbor.
I'm just kidding. What's going on, fellas?
Hey, hey.
How we doing?
BQ?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Yeah, thank you. Leaving it out there a little bit. Huh?
Zoned out already.
No, I was done. This is a delivery.
It's been a little while since we've been in this room, fellas.
Yeah, it has.
It's been nice. We took a little break for the holidays. You guys know we record a little bit ahead of time, so we had a bit of a reserve built up. And what's everybody been up to?
Holidays.
Holidays?
Yeah. Just Christmas, hanging out. New Year's. Yeah.
Chaos or low-key, Nicholas?
Little chaos, a little low-key at the same time. Okay. So, good mix.
Okay.
Good balance.
A little back and forth.
Yeah.
Doc, you did a little traveling, right?
A little traveling. Spent about a week in Gatlinburg.
Yeah.
Heard it's nice this time of year.
Lovely, lovely. It was like Disney World, though, so packed down there.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I bet that week.
Yeah. So, it was, you know, you get on the mountains, beautiful. You head down to the strip, it's like Disney World. So.
I bet.
But, yeah, no, it was nice.
Cool. Okay, Ray, how was your hiatus?
Good, good. Hung out with the kids, read many leather-bound books.
Yeah. Mm. Any of interest?
Found myself.
Did you? There you are.
Were you looking somewhere? No, but there.
It was a mirror.
Right there.
All right, Big B, how was your holiday break,
yeah,
buddy?
Good. Oldest daughter's home from school,
that's awesome.
Enjoying some time with her, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been good, yeah.
Good stuff, brother. Good stuff. Yeah, ours was pretty low-key. We got a new puppy in the house.
I saw
3 months today, as a matter of fact.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah. No, it's a ton of fun.
Blood
super
for
cute.
Punishment.
We did the, we got for Christmas one of those DNA tests because it's a rescue and for the most part a mutt. So we're very anxious to figure out what kind of breeds are tucked in there.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. I would like to draw your attention to a couple of things. If you're joining us, you know, for the first time or pretty recently, we've got a website out there. We'd love for you to go visit. It's theultimatetriviapodcast.com. You can check out our entire library of episodes, including the summer series. It is broken down by category. There's links to our YouTube video out there. You know, everything you need to know about us is right there. There's also a voicemail feature that you can leave us a direct message. Your voice, ask us a question. We can play it right here on air.
I was going to ask you. I didn't know if we could do that or not.
Sure, why not?
I don't know.
You know, hey, if you leave the voicemail, just know there's a good chance we're going to put it on the air. So do so at your own risk. We'd love to hear from you, though. All of our socials out there, we're probably most active on Instagram and Facebook, but TikTok and Twitter, X. Old habits die hard, right? There's all kinds of ways that you can connect with us, and we'd love to hear from you both on how you've done on the trivia, what kind of topics you want to listen to, and of course, ask us some questions, and we'll answer them on the air. If we do, you get a coupon code for a free T-shirt from our merch store. So, yeah, make it a good one so we use it.
Can we afford that, handing out T-shirts?
Ah, oh, man, come on.
Really?
whatever, you know.
Yeah.
We actually, that's a great plug for Warrior Wear. Check them out, warriorwear.com. They will, is that the right
Warrior
web address?
Logo, yes.
WarriorLogoWear.com. Thank you very much. They are in cahoots with us. They host our merch store. They are veteran-owned. You know, no minimum orders, guys. They're going to take care of you if you have an organization or something you want to get some cool swag made.
I think make whatever you want, man.
Anything. Yeah. That's right. Did I forget anything, fellas?
I think that's everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to forego the question of the week this week. We have a special opportunity to connect with one of our own, a trivia author out there who has quite a following. He actually ran an online web trivia game, and he reached out to us. He's got a book called The Trivia Factory. His name is David Fischow, and he's actually an author, you know, over the course of a couple of different books. You can find him at dldbooks.com. Trivia Factory, 441 pages, absolutely stuffed with trivia questions.
Faux show.
Yeah. Pro-Am's going to give us some info.
Sure will. After kind of taking a look through the book, I noticed that it is really easy to adapt these questions to like a family game night or even a competition if that's what you're into. It's great for car rides is what it looks like. There's a lot of really great questions that just cover a wide range of topics, like from astronomy and biology to math, music, science, all across the board.
Sounds perfect for the toilet, if I'm being honest.
Bathroom reader, am I right?
Book. Bathroom book.
Well, yeah. Shall we go through a few questions?
I'd love to hear a question or two.
You sure.
Okay. All right. I just took right from the middle of the book. Checkpoint Charlie was a heavily guarded crossing on this symbolic and physical barrier.
The DMZ.
Is that right?
I don't know. It's my guess.
That's a good guess. Which one? Vietnam?
North Korea, the DMZ.
The DMZ up there. I was going to say the Vietnam DMZ. Yeah.
Berlin Wall, maybe?
There's another good option.
Dang.
Checkpoint Charlie sounds more Vietnamese.
Okay.
Yeah, it does.
DMZ, Vietnam.
Vietnam feels right.
Mm-hmm. What do we say?
Big B takes the win on this one.
The Berlin Wall.
Really? Berlin Wall.
Wow. I dig that.
Yep. Oh, way to get one right when it doesn't count.
Good job.
That's what I do.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. How about this one? The Luxembourg Gardens are located in this world capital. Where are we at?
Salzburg. Is that the capital? No, Vienna.
Love Luxembourg? I don't know.
No, it's not. It's of Austria. That's in Austria. I don't know the capital of Luxembourg. Anybody know?
But it doesn't have to be.
Read the question again.
No, that's true.
The Luxembourg Gardens are located in this world capital.
World capital?
Paris. Paris, France.
Paris?
I'll go Frankfurt, Germany.
Nice work.
Yeah. Okay. I like Frankfurt.
But I think Berlin.
You sound like you're from London.
Big B again.
On the fire.
Paris?
I like it.
Yes. What? Again, when it doesn't count.
Right.
She did say capital, so.
There are just a ton of questions covering so many different categories, and there are different styles as well. Towards the end of the book, I noticed there were some two-word clues where you just pick a letter and say something like the letter is G, citrus fruit.
Grapefruit. Yeah.
Very good.
Oh, okay.
Very good. Yes, things like that. So, very interesting, something for everybody.
Yeah, there's it has a table of contents, obviously, and it's like who, what, where. I mean, you really get to kind of pick where you want to live, nature, you know, that kind of thing. So.
Yeah, I found myself, I was lost in it for a good while when I started reading it. I could do that all the time.
The rabbit hole, right? Yeah. Doc, did you find anything you liked in there?
Yeah, well, I like that some of the questions he gives us a little bit more background after the answer, kind of like we do here on the podcast.
So. Flavor text.
So I'll throw one question at you here. This baseball player was the first athlete to appear on a box of Wheaties.
Ooh.
Baseball player. Mm-hmm. Mickey?
It's Lou Gehrig.
It is Lou Gehrig.
Oh, wow. Okay, nice work.
He was on the back of the box.
Was he now?
The first one was was an Olympic athlete, like a pole vaulter. I don't remember the name.
Wow.
Well, yeah. Initially, athletes, including Gehrig, were depicted on the back of the box.
Did Wheaties always have they always been associated with athletes or you know, eat your Wheaties and you'll perform great?
I don't think so. I think it started as just a cereal and then they hopped on.
Do they still make Wheaties?
Yeah, they're terrible.
I think so.
Yeah.
Have you ever had them? They're terrible.
I was in a cereal aisle the other day, though, and I don't remember.
Some raisins or something.
I asked because I was in a cereal aisle the other day, and I remember seeing them. Like, I was going through this, you know. And
I don't know. I've never had them.
I don't know. You've never had them?
I've never had them.
They're not very good.
It's like
not missing much.
Did you grow up in?
They're very bland.
Did you grow up in America?
I did. I did, but we never had Wheaties.
He didn't want to be like Mike, evidently. Right?
That's Gatorade, but yeah.
No, I know. All right, Mary Lou, then.
Oddly enough, he's never had a Gatorade either. This guy.
Have you never had a Gatorade?
That is not true. I've had Gatorade.
Okay. Goodness gracious. I didn't think we could be friends. All right. Well, check it out. It's in the show notes, dldbooks.com. David is a great guy. He is seeing impaired, and he leads visually impaired trivias specifically targeted to his, kind of demographic there. So,
awesome.
Super cool. And check it out and buy a copy.
Faux show.
That's right, David. I don't know if I butchered your name, David, I do apologize for that.
I like faux show.
But,
faux show.
F-A-U-C-H-E-A-U-X. So it sounds Cajun, actually.
Faux show.
I like faux show.
I like faux show.
All right, Big B, this is yours, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Okay. When did you come up with your topic?
I've had this one in the head for a while.
Okay. When did you finalize the trivia? Did you pore over it more recently?
I actually finalized last night.
Okay.
But I mean, I've had it. I think I've even told you guys what I was doing. Or maybe I didn't. I don't know.
Is it time to reveal?
Yeah. I am doing a little Who Am I again. I've done that before.
Oh, okay. Yes.
But this is sports version. So.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Okay.
Yeah. So Who Am I? Sports edition.
Very good.
Like man. All right. We haven't done sports in a while, I feel like.
You got some intro information for us, or are we ready to jump right to it?
Yeah. I mean, so just so you know. So, yeah. So Who Am I? Sports edition. I'll be drawing from the four major American sports.
Okay.
So... that's kind of what we're doing.
What are the four American major sports?
One, NFL, MLB, NHL, and NBA.
I feel like that's a Canadian sport, but okay.
I love that you went only acronyms.
Almost all Major League Baseball, the National Basketball Association, the National Football League, and right. I forgot one.
National Hockey League.
There you go.
Got it.
All right. Well, are we ready to kick it off?
We're ready to do it. Nick, you on the scoreboard?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's go.
It's time for the main event, our 10-question trivia game on Who Am I, specifically the sports edition. And Brian is our quizmaster tonight. He will read 10 questions. For each one, we'll write our answers on our whiteboard. When he says reveal, we must show our answer. If we get it right, Nick's going to give us a point.
Yep.
And if we get it wrong, that is when the real fun begins. Before we get there, we have our cheers beers to get to. Pro-Am, who are we toasting this evening?
Rita from Florida. Thank you so much. We are toasting you tonight with Cajun Kolsch from the 7th Tap Brewery. It's their Louisiana-leaning take on a German classic. It drinks light and snappy, and it's an easy grab for crawfish boils and front porch sitting.
Cajun Kolsch. What's Kolsch mean?
No idea. I do love that on it says beer in can on the can.
That's amazing.
Well,
that's
beer, why that's, he didn't know.
Beer why is that necessary?
German. Oh, yeah. There it is. Beer
in can.
Beer in German is beer. So,
correct.
Not sure what the if there's translation
there. Kolsch is a crisp, pale golden ale from Cologne, Germany, known for its hybrid brewing process. It's fermented.
That's delicious. Well, that's smooth,
I do like Kolsch
baby.
Beers. They're good.
Yeah.
I didn't know Kolsch was a thing until I found this beer.
It's a German thing.
And well, evidently.
Tastes like beer.
It does. It's beer-flavored beer, yeah, which is exactly what you'd like.
In a can.
In a can.
Beer
in can.
In my belly.
That's right. It's got a, is that a crawfish or a lobster on the outside? It's hard to tell.
I imagine it's supposed to be like a crawfish.
I think
thing.
She described it as a great beer for a crawfish boil.
Ah, there it is.
Cajun.
That makes sense.
With a K.
7th Tap Brewery. They had some really great wings, by the way. Check them out if you're in Shreveport.
Okay.
All right. That was it. Thank you again, Rita, for the donation. At the top of our episode description, you can donate and buy the crew around. We'll give you a shout out. Big B, give us some trivia, baby.
All right. You fellas ready? Question number one. I played 20 seasons in the NHL. I have 4 Stanley Cups, and my nickname is the great one.
Puzzler.
Starting off nice and easy.
Thanks,
boys.
Buddy.
Nice and easy.
Good start. The old layup.
I don't know how to spell it. I should spell the great one's name.
I hope I spell
it. The old empty netter.
Yeah, I'm realizing I don't know how to spell it either. At least when I look at it,
I think I
got the letters flipped.
Why do they teach us how to spell when none of you idiots learned how to spell?
That's what I've been saying.
Names
all
are different.
This time. Why bother?
Names are a little bit different. Names but different. How many times have you seen his name in your life?
I know.
All right,
I'm a fan.
It bothers me.
If we're ready, let's reveal. We got Wayne Gretzky all the way around. Hey, Scott spelled it wrong though.
Oh yeah,
but
spelled it with an S.
Yeah,
I was worried about the T and the K. Forgot about the Z.
He's a doctor.
Where did the Q come from?
So, yeah, the correct answer is Wayne Gretzky.
The great one.
All-time NHL point leader with 2,857 points. And this is what was mind-blowing to me doing the research. He had 4 seasons where he had 200 or more points in a season.
That's nuts.
Because any other player had...
That is insane. 4 seasons with over 200 points. 82 games,
yeah,
200 points. I mean, that's
and only 4 cups. What a loser!
How many people? How many players have eclipsed 200 points in a season?
I do not know that. No, I wonder. Have to look that one up.
That'd be
Can't
good.
Be that many.
Yeah. That's. I mean, that's just impressive.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, ridiculous.
And one of your favorite stats to drop, Big B. If you take away his goals, right?
He's still the point leader.
Still the point leader.
That's incredible.
All time. If you take all his goals away,
he's still the point leader. I mean,
crazy.
That's
I mean, just involved every time they scored.
Every time they scored, he's on.
He had a piece of it.
Yeah.
Crazy. Wow. All right. Well, good start.
All right. So everybody's on the board. Let's get on to question number two. I made my Major League Baseball debut in 1986 and pitched through the year 2008. I won 355 games in my career and played for four different teams. Who am I?
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
If you need me to read it again, let me know.
Okay. Yeah, read it again. Why not?
Right. I made my Major League Baseball debut in 1986, and I pitched through 2008. I won 355 games in my career, pitching for four different teams. Who am I?
Man, it's the teams thing that's getting me. The number of teams.
Yeah.
Hanging me up a little bit.
I got two pitchers in my head. I feel like I'm leaning the right way, but I'm not 100% sure.
All right. I got a name. I think it all makes sense. I can't get the fourth team, though.
Yeah, I might be right there with you.
Okay. Nick's reluctantly.
Crouched right at in. The starting line.
Sorry. You got this, Kay?
I think so.
Okay.
You guys ready to reveal?
I don't know.
Let's go. Let's do it. Andy has Roger Clemens. Nick with Maddux. Scott with Maddux. And Kelly with Roger Clemens. We have two correct answers.
It's Clemens.
It is Greg Maddux.
Oh, wow.
I think the wins is what made me guess Maddux over Clemens. I think he had more wins.
Name his teams.
Spelled it wrong, but good try, Scott, again.
UX.
He came up with Chicago, the Cubs.
Yeah.
Went to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Then he pitched for, where'd he go after Atlanta? Dang it. My brother's going to.
Did he pitch for the Padres?
Yes.
Do I remember?
Yes, he did.
That was the third one.
And the Dodgers.
Dodgers. I remember
two stints with the Cubs.
Yes.
He went back to the Cubs.
Yeah.
Four different teams, yeah. So, yeah, Greg Maddux, also known as the Professor. He's a four-time Cy Young Award winner and 18-time Gold Glove winner, which is just impressive.
Yeah, that is super cool. Yeah.
If you would have put that stat in there, the Gold Glove part, it would have been handy.
I figured that was too easy, though, if I did that.
Yeah. I wouldn't. 86 felt a little bit early for me.
Me too. First. I didn't.
Yeah.
Clemens,
I was trying to picture
three teams.
Three is all I can come up with.
Yeah, that
Bo Sox, Yankees, Blue Jays.
Get a four. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Astros.
Bo Sox, Blue.
Astros, too.
He played for the Blue Jays also.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I know, yeah.
I didn't remember him as a Blue Jay. All right.
All right. Good job.
Not bad.
Yeah. Move on. You had that one right, correct?
I did, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's move on to number three, boys.
All right.
Question number three, boys. I was a defensive end in the National Football League for 15 seasons. I was a 13-time Pro Bowl selection and wore the numbers 91 and 92. Who am I?
This is going to bother me.
The dates are bothering me.
What dates?
Yeah, what dates? The years?
All he said was a Pro Bowl selection for 13 of the 15. That wasn't really dates.
Maybe the dates from the last question are rolling in my head still, evidently. Thank you for the clear.
Trying to think of this player.
It's been a long day.
Wearing those numbers.
You want me to read it one more time? We're good.
No, I'm good.
You can read one more time, and he's still writing.
I was a defensive end in the National Football League for 15 seasons. I was a 13-time Pro Bowl selection and wore the numbers 91 and 92. Who am I?
I'm sticking with it.
All right, if you guys are boys are ready, let's reveal. We got Reggie White. We got Reggie White all the way around, and everybody is correct.
All right. Heavy edge on that one, dang it.
So Reggie White was a defensive end at the University of Tennessee and went on to play 15 years in the National Football League for three different teams, and won a Super Bowl in 1997 with the Packers.
Phillies, Packers, who do you finish with?
Go Packers.
I can't think of the third team.
Yeah. Eagles, Packers. Anybody?
Giants? No.
Redskins?
Jets.
Oh. Panthers.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
At the end?
Yeah, the end. Yeah.
What? He wore 90. I don't remember him in 91. I remember 92. I don't remember 91.
That's probably when he went to
Panthers.
Carolina, maybe. Yeah, maybe another player already had 92, and he's just like, oh, yeah, you can have it. He only made the Pro Bowl 13, I guess, maybe his rookie year. First 2 years he didn't make it, I guess. It's Reggie White.
Yeah, I hear you.
Could have had injury plague season where he only played 4 games.
My research is telling me that he wore 91 briefly early on.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense. He's a rookie. He doesn't have any pull, so didn't get his number right away.
Definitely. Or any money to buy the number, which is what they do now. Right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Fun highlights. Watching him rush, like,
oh, unbelievable!
Like, what they call it, like the helmet smack or whatever he would do. Just, I mean, these are grown football players. These are not small people. And big men. Tossed.
Those are large men.
Large men. These are linemen, and he would toss them.
They didn't have anywhere close to the same rules they have now. So, I mean, it was
it was vicious.
Anarchy down in the trenches. Yeah,
you could drop kick somebody at the top.
All right, boys. Moving on to question number 4.
All right.
So we are shifting to baseball. Mm-hmm. I was the 1997 American League Rookie of the Year. I'm a 6-time All-Star and a 2-time AL batting champion. Who am I?
Ooh. 97.
Yep, give me again.
I was the 1997 American League Rookie of the Year. I'm a 6-time All-Star and a 2-time American League batting champion. Who am I?
Whew, boy.
I got a name that came to me.
Nicknames work?
No, I'm out with the name.
'97.
That's tough.
That is. That's for me.
Giving me trouble.
'97. Only a 6-time All-Star.
Hey, over you there. Got it.
I don't know.
You got a name?
I have one written down.
I got a name.
Yeah.
It hit me right away.
97.
So, had a hard time getting off of it.
We ready to reveal?
Sure, why not?
Scotty's
writing. Yeah, okay.
He's thinking about the 1900s.
He's thinking how to spell it.
97.
I mean, this is formative baseball years.
Yeah.
Right, this is wrong.
The wheelhouse of knowing every single
name. All right, let's reveal. We got Andy with Nomar Garcia Parra. We got Garcia Parra from Nick, Suzuki from Scotty, and Miguel Cabrera from Cali. We have a couple correct answers.
Right.
Nomar.
Nice.
He played for Boston. He was wicked awesome.
With the gloves. Awesome. He had the glove routine that drove me bananas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Oh,
he did that.
Plate? Yeah. Yeah. No,
I wish he would have did that against Bob Gibson.
Yeah, no kidding.
I landed on him because of only 6 All-Star appearances.
Two batting titles was mine.
Yeah. Well, that didn't really help me out as much as the 6 All-Star appearances. Because that's why Ichiro had way more than that.
Yeah,
that's why
exactly.
Oh, he had to have more batting titles too, right?
I don't know.
He had
200 hits for 12 consecutive years.
So, Nomar Garcia Parra started his career with the Red Sox, and he also played for the Chicago Cubs, Dodgers, and the A's. He is in the Red Sox Hall of Fame.
As you should be. Nomar.
There's always a team at the end that you never remember them by, right?
Oh,
it's that
exactly.
Twilight, that exactly. retirement.
I remember
tour.
The Cubs and Dodgers, the A's. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Play for the A's?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
All right, boys. Question number 5. Back to the National Hockey League. I was the 1978 National Hockey League Rookie of the Year. I played my entire career with one team and won 4 Stanley Cups. Who am I?
What year? 78, you say?
Yep. I was the 1978 National Hockey League Rookie of the Year. I played my entire career with one team and won 4 Stanley Cups. Who am I?
Man, I don't think I paid attention to hockey that closely in the 80s.
I want to say something, but I think it'll help Scott too much.
It'll help everybody, possibly. Feel free.
I don't think so. I think it just helps Scott. It's because it's a personal opinion.
Okay.
And I think he might know it.
All right. I'm going to...
Insert obscure hockey name here.
Well, yeah. You're going to have to interpret what I've written. It's phonetic. I
promise.
78, you said?
Rookie of the year? Rookie of the year, 1978.
I'm going to guess you said...
78. Entire career with one team, including four cups.
That can't be right.
It's the cups, man.
Yeah,
cups.
Four is a lot.
I don't know.
That can't be right. Ooh, no. I love it. Now names are popping in my head. Forget it. Yeah. Just go. Yeah.
I got a guy in my head I can't come out with. And I.
All right, let's reveal him, boys. Yeah. We got Chris Chelios, Lemieux from Nick, Messier from Scotty, and Mark Messier from Kelly.
Messier first played off, for the Rangers.
Let me just say I'm a little disappointed. Because this is one of my favorites. Is it a blue? He was fantastic. No. Mike Bossy. Is the correct answer. Anybody? Mike Bossy?
I mean, yeah, I heard the name.
Oh,
but
fantastic. Yeah, they won 4 years in a row in the 80s.
Yeah.
With the Islanders.
I don't even know if I know the name.
I've heard the name, but I don't follow hockey like that, especially when I was a kid.
That's a deep cut, baby.
Wow.
Mike Bossy in 78, rookie year, he scored 53 goals, which then was a record. 53 for a rookie is pretty impressive.
Heck yeah. Is he a winger?
Yeah, and Hockey Hall of Fame and... 1991.
Look at that.
And he played for the same team the whole time.
The Islanders the whole career. I was a fan of him. Yeah.
Great hockey player. It's a bit early that the year was a bit early for me. Like
I get it.
Some names were popping in like Lemieux and Yzerman and stuff like that. Yeah.
Messier was the first name, but he played for Edmonton with Gretzky and then went to the Rangers.
I did not know that.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Well, that was five. Let's get a score update from Nick.
All right. So from worst to first, Kelly, you got two.
Yay.
Andy and Scotty have three, and I have four.
How do you have four?
Anybody's game.
I always love coming back for a victory against Nick.
I'm sure you do.
There we go. I love it.
There you do.
Or watching someone else do it for that matter.
Nick loves a good comeback story.
All right. Before we move to number six, let's hear from our sponsors real quick.
All right. Question number six. I was the 14th overall pick in the 1983 NBA draft. I played with two teams in my career and won a championship, NBA championship.
I was the
14th overall pick in the 1983 NBA draft. I played with two different teams in my career and won an NBA championship.
83. Goodness gracious.
I got a name in my head, and I know it's wrong, but now I can't think of any other name.
Played for two teams. This is a tough one, B. This is a tough one.
They can't all be layups.
No, I mean, true. I'm just saying.
Somebody knows it there.
I mean, who remembers the
14th overall, 83. Two teams in a championship.
14th pick. Two championships. You said two championships?
One championship.
One championship, two teams.
Two different teams. 14th overall pick in 1983.
I feel like they need more clues to this. Like, who was the number one pick in 83? That kind of stuff. This, 83.
Oh, wait a minute.
Man.
No.
This is.
You want a hint?
Yes.
He won his championship in the 90s.
Okay. Championship in the 90s. That's
something.
That should help.
What I thought happened.
You have this?
No.
Oh. It just something hit me here.
83.
83 is wrong anyway.
Yeah. Okay. I'm ready now. That's a good hint. I like that.
Championship in the 90s.
With one of the teams he played for.
Hey, there it is.
I mean, I feel like you should at least give us the
teams.
Dude,
that'd be weird, huh? If you won a championship with a team you didn't play with? That sounds awesome. Let me do that. I want to do that. With that.
This is wrong. I can't think of anybody else.
Come on, Dot.
Dude, I got nothing.
Nothing at all.
This is pretty tough.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, he wouldn't have been. You said the 14th pick? There's no way he would have been the 14th.
14th overall. 14th overall, 1983 draft.
Can you tell us one of the teams?
No.
No, I feel like okay about much. My answer. Really? I feel okay.
I'm surprised, actually. I'm surprised you didn't get this, actually.
Yeah. Kelly's disappointing.
This.
All right, boys, enough. Let's reveal.
Everybody got a name down? Kelly, put a name on it.
I got a name.
No?
All right, here we go.
We got Carl Malone from Andy. Oh, like we got John Sally from Nick. Isaiah Thomas from Scott.
He won more than one championship. Yeah, he won more than
Kelly
one championship.
Abstain.
He never won a championship.
Zero correct answers. Okay. I'm talking about Clyde Drexler.
Oh,
Clyde the Glide.
I like it.
Clyde the Glide Drexler.
Wow.
Played for Portland and Houston and was also a 10-time All-Star and won with anybody? Anybody?
One would, I imagine.
What, the NBA?
Championship with?
Houston Rockets.
There you go.
He wasn't there both years?
No, one time.
He was 14th, huh?
14th overall in 1983.
Isn't there a hot stat about him that somebody right before him went? Am I remembering that incorrectly?
Nothing I know of. You might be thinking about Michael Jordan.
No, you remember that also.
Clyde the Glide.
Clyde the Glide, yeah.
Clyde the Glide.
Yeah. I mean, that's a tough one.
There's some kind of story to that. Why he went 14th. There was something.
I don't remember.
He dropped or something, I think.
I don't know, because he was balding so young, maybe.
He
looked older than
50
he was.
When he was 25.
That dude could jump, man.
Yeah.
Yes, he could.
Good boy, good.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. We are moving on to number 7. And we're going back to the National Football League, boys.
Wheelhouse.
I am a National Football League head coach and a former college wide receiver. I have won a Super Bowl as a coach, and I have 19 consecutive seasons without a losing record.
Holy smokes. Wow. Stumped.
Go ahead and read that one more time.
Yeah.
Please.
I am a National Football League head coach and a former college wide receiver. I have won a Super Bowl as a head coach and have 19 consecutive seasons without a losing record.
As a player or as a coach?
As a coach.
19.
Yeah, I don't know.
19 consecutive without a losing record. Wow.
Got anything?
No.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, like the ones that are popping my head, like wide receiver?
That's the thing.
He's not a wide receiver. Yeah. He hasn't coached for 19 years. Go through the gamut.
Yeah, so I'm trying to go through some head coaches. Yeah. Do you have an answer?
I have an answer. I don't hate it, but I don't think it's right.
I don't. Man. I like my answer.
Do you?
I don't hate mine. I was wondering how up to date it is.
Yeah.
Do I need to read it again? You guys ready to reveal?
Nick's writing, but I'm ready.
We're good.
All right, boys, let's reveal. We got Herm Edwards from Andy, Sean Payton from Nick, Mike Tomlin from Scott, and Pete Carroll from Kelly.
I like Tomlin.
We have one correct answer, and that is Mike Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin, that's a good one, dude.
He's been coaching for 19 years.
That's a
2007
good one,
was his first year as the coach of the Steelers. Yeah. So Mike Tomlin has been the Steelers head coach since 2007. 19 consecutive seasons without a losing record. He is also the longest tenured head coach in the four major American sports.
That should have sold it for me right there. Yep.
And one of two men that my wife is thirsty for.
I like Tomlin's. I love Tomlin.
He's a handsome man. He's a handsome man.
I do, too. I knew about the longevity is why I went with it. I had no idea he was a wide receiver.
No clue.
No idea.
William & Mary, college?
Okay. He seems shorter. I mean, I know I'm a short person, but he seems shorter to me on the sideline. But
I thought you said he was an NFL receiver.
No, it's a college. Former college wide receiver.
Yep. That's right.
You did.
Dang. Good one, Scott.
Yeah, well done, buddy.
Pulled that one out of the hat.
Yeah, dude.
Magician.
All right, fellas, we're moving on to number 8, and we're going back to Major League Baseball. I made my Major League Baseball debut in 1915. I'm a World Series champion, and I'm a 7-time National League batting champion. Who am I?
What year did you say again?
Made his debut in 1915.
15? Dang.
I made my Major League debut in 1915. I'm a World Series champion. And a 7-time National League batting champion.
Oh, man. My timeline is so way out of whack. Any name that floats in my head.
Right.
Can't tie to 1915 specifically.
Right, I get that. I do appreciate the old question, though. I mean, you know, definitely. throw it way back.
You got to throw something in there.
Throw it way back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. right. I got a name. All right.
You boys ready to reveal?
This can't be right.
I think everybody's got something.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, I feel terrible.
Miserable. Andy's got Herman Killebrew.
That's it, Scott.
We got Honus God. Wagner from Nick. We got Rogers Hornsby from Scotty. Wagner from Kelly. We have one
Rogers.
Correct answer.
It's well done.
One of the greatest baseball names ever, Hornsby. By the way.
Dang
Rogers
it.
Hornsby.
Yep. Oh, nice work.
So Rogers Hornsby is a 1926 World Series champion with the St. Louis Cardinals, a 1942 Hall of Fame inductee. Also a two-time National League Most Valuable Player.
For some reason, Hornsby never popped in my head at all.
I know he didn't have a number back in the day. That's how long ago it was.
Yeah. He also authored five books.
Really?
About baseball.
Hmm.
Oh, I did not know.
Hmm. Yeah. I'd like to read one of those.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, pretty Dang interesting. It. But I love the name, though. I've always loved the Rogers Hornsby. Yeah. Like, come
that
on.
Is a strong baseball name.
Dang Great it. Name.
It's anonymous.
His parents thought they were having two.
Yeah. Rogers, put an S on it. There's throw an S on there.
Great quote, nice. In the League of their, great quote in the League of Their Own from where Tom Hanks mentions Rogers Hornsby was his manager.
Rogers Hornsby
yeah.
was my manager.
The no crying in baseball.
Yeah. Yes.
He mentions Rogers. Yeah, Rogers That's Hornsby. Right. Called me a
steaming
bleepity, yeah, bleepity bleep.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's when my parents drove all the way up from wherever to watch me.
Yeah.
His grandson's Bruce Hornsby.
Bruce's?
Talented.
Hornsby, you mean? Bruce's? Bruce's Hornsby.
All right, that was eight questions. Let's get a score check. Nick, where are we at, bud?
Kelly and Andy and I are also the same score. Kelly has 2, Andy has 3, I have 4. Doc has taken the lead.
Oh, all right.
Where's he at?
He's got 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can be caught. Nick.
He can still be caught.
Not by me.
Andy's in the mix. I'm still in the mix.
Yep.
All right.
We got 2 more to go.
Get a 3-pointer in there?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Hail Mary at the end?
Mm. All right. Number 9 brings us back to the National Basketball Association. I was drafted 5th overall in the 1967 NBA draft. I won 2 NBA championships, and I am a 7-time All-Star. Who am I? It's a tough one.
Like what year again?
1967. He was drafted 5th overall in the 1967 NBA draft, won 2 championships, and was a 7-time All-Star. Who am I? You all remember the 67 draft?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I was rewatching it the other day.
I mean, I wish I knew how many years he played. Man, 67. 7 All-Star appearances, you said?
Yes, sir.
Mm. No, not him.
Going against the first name that popped into my head.
Scott, you got a feel on this or no?
I do not. I mean, I have a name. I don't think it's right. I think this person probably won, was it 7 All-Stars? I
feel like he
was
7-time All-Star.
Yeah, I feel like he was an All-Star
and
more
you said
than that.
2 championships?
I mean, I don't think I said any championships.
Oh.
Or did I?
I think
sorry.
He did. I thought you said 2, maybe?
Yeah, I won 2 NBA championships and was a 7-time All-Star. Yep.
Jeez. All right, I'm changing my answer. Okay.
7-time feel All-Star, better. 2 championships. No, can't be that one.
Kelly struggling.
There's someone in my head, and I can't think of his name right now, honestly.
I feel better that Kelly's struggling a little.
Wait.
I got 2 in my head, and hopefully I'm picking the right one.
Sure.
Oh, man. I'm blanking so hard on the name I'm trying to think of. The guy. Dang it. This is making me so mad right now.
It's a tough trivia.
Anger.
You wrote a good one, man.
Yeah, solid.
He's on the board. Get on the board. You got a few seconds.
Right down a basketball player,
maybe
Nick.
That. Only 7? He never won. No.
All right. Enough's enough. What a dang name.
All down. Right, let's reveal.
All right, here we
go. Andy's got Bill Russell. We got
Kuzi
from Nick. We got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar from Scotty. Julius Dr. J. Irving.
I like
from
that Kelly. One, Kelly.
Fortunately, we do not have any.
Is it Jerry West?
The correct answer is Walt Frazier.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Former Saluki.
Uh-huh. Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, won 2 NBA titles Brian's and scored over 15,000 points in his career.
I mean, that's a name, but that's not exactly a huge name.
It's not huge, but, you know, Saluki. Big time.
Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah.
So I was thinking Bill Russell, but I didn't know his name.
Bill Russell was before then,
was he?
Yeah, and he has
he's earlier.
He has like
And Kuzi.
11 total championships or something
11
like that?
Titles, that's the most, yeah.
11 titles total.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. He must have been a Celtic.
So I thought maybe...
Okay. He won 9 and won 2
at
as a coach.
At least 1 or 2 as a coach, if I recall, yeah.
I thought maybe Jabari was the right era, and I thought maybe he won his 2 like right at the beginning of the Laker run.
I think he got drafted in 69.
The 7 All-Star appearances is what made it difficult for me.
Yeah. He was like a 20 All-Star.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. That's why I knew it was wrong.
Wow.
But I couldn't come up with anybody else.
Yeah. All right.
Well done.
Comes down to the wire, number 10.
All right, question number 10, boys. We're going back to the National Hockey League.
Dang it!
I am the second most winningest coach of all time in the National Hockey League. I have coached 5 teams, and I'm currently still coaching. Second most winningest coach ever in the NHL. 5 teams, still coaching.
Duh.
I have no idea.
I don't either.
I can't even think of a single NHL head coach
right now.
There's
one guy that
not a single one.
And I can see him, but I can't think of his name.
Like, there is not a single one.
You can't think of one head coach?
No. Okay, honestly, I cannot think of one.
That's good news for me.
Yeah. Say it. No, you're good. Say it again, just because.
I'm the second most winningest head coach in the NHL. I've coached 5 different teams, and I'm currently still coaching.
Man, what's that one guy's name?
I don't think it's that hard. I'm sorry. I like talking though.
Yeah.
I got a first name, I think. I got to remember his last name.
Tell me what it is.
I know. Right? Give me that tidbit.
What's that? Oh.
Do you have a name?
I have a name. Jeez. I mean, I can name maybe a couple of coaches in hockey league. That's about it.
Armstrong.
Currently drawing blank on number 1. I can't think of his first name. Oh, maybe I got it now. Anyway,
that's no idea. Nothing.
All right, we ready to reveal?
Yeah, why not?
All right, Andy, what you got, sir? We got Daryl Sutter. We got Smith. Joel Quenneville. Kelly abstained. The correct answer is Joel Quenneville.
I wrote Joel on my dang board. I could not think of his last name for it.
Former Blues coach, by the way.
Yeah, no, I know.
Okay, I've heard that name before.
Yeah. Joel Quenneville is currently coaching the Anaheim Ducks. Wow. He's won three Stanley Cups as a head coach.
He's coached made 5 different teams. Round. 5 teams?
5 teams, yeah.
He's the second winningest coach, you said? Who's number 1?
Scotty Bowman.
That's who I was going to write down.
I've heard that name before.
You said he is still coaching.
Wow.
Yep. Wow.
I wanted to put down Mike Keenan for some reason.
Oh, that'd have been a good one.
I know he's not coaching anymore.
Right. But he's probably up there, I would imagine, in wins. But I don't know.
He's pretty high, I think.
Mike Keenan,
He's not like top few, I think, but he's up there.
Top 5, top 10.
I looked it up, but yeah. I have to look it up, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you guys want to hear the score?
No.
Let's do it.
Moving on to, thank you.
Well, the final, and correct me if I'm wrong, Kelly, Andy, and myself did not get a single question right in the second half.
No, we did not.
I wasn't paying attention, actually.
Maybe that's why.
I think, Nick, I think I got 3 right in each half.
I think so. Yeah, because Kelly ended with 2, Andy with 3. I had 4, which I had the first half. And Scott is our victor with 6.
Good job, Scotty.
Bravo.
Mike Keenan is number 15 on the list.
Oh, wow. Okay. Ooh.
So Scotty Bowman's number 1.
I hope you're proud of
your 60%. If you would have asked for the 15th, I would have had Keenan for you.
We know that, but that's why I didn't do that. It's too obvious. Too obvious.
Man.
Quenneville.
I was really hoping for a tie, though.
Would you have accepted?
I had a little something different for the tiebreaker. I was going to do a question from each sport.
I knew what you were going to go.
Give me 5 seconds to answer, because they're not that tough, but it's like, I'm going to only give you 5 seconds. You got to be quick.
Okay.
And then if you didn't get any of those 4, we were tied still, then I had 1 more was a guess the number.
Nice.
Okay. But I had 4 from each.
Yeah, like
one from each sport. I was going to have to,
Brian, if I only had Joel on the board, would you have taken that?
No, Coach Q.
Anyway.
Coach Q, sure. Because his nickname's Coach Q. But
Kelly said he would give it to me, so
I'm
just going to go ahead and take the point.
Okay. If he says Joel, you knew what he was going with.
Not Joel, it's obvious.
Yeah. Yeah. Name another NHL head coach named Joel.
Yeah, come on.
Billy.
That was
a good one, but there were some tough ones in there.
Yeah.
I didn't want it to be too easy, so I tried to make it semi.
BQ comes strong with the trivia, man. He does not give an opportunity for a 10 unless you are on top of
it. No, for sure. Yeah. And 6 for the win is that's right there.
Yeah.
No. So it wasn't super difficult.
Yeah. So. You try to find a happy medium, right?
Yeah. I liked it.
You bet.
So real quick, then let me write off these tiebreaker questions.
Go for it. Less
trivia. So I'm 5 seconds, boys. Gotta be quick. We're not doing boards. Just shout it out.
Okay.
And like I said, they're really not that difficult. Baseball. Who's the all-time hits leader?
Hero.
Oh, good one.
NHL. Which player has the? I'm sorry. NFL. Which player has the most Super Bowl wins?
Charles Haley.
Tom Brady.
Montana. Tom Brady. Obviously. That's. Oh, jeez. Come on.
NBA. This is kind of tough because I'm not a big NBA guy. So, you know. Yeah. All right. But Kelly probably knows. All time assist leader in the NBA.
John Stockton.
That's Stockton. Yes.
Oh, okay. There you go.
15,000 something.
Yeah.
All right. Which goalie has the most wins?
Martin Brodeur.
Boom.
Yeah.
And then, so if we got through all those and there's still a tie, I had Yadier Molina has the most putouts in MLB history.
Wow.
Who would get the closest? So go ahead and guess the number out there. Most putouts.
Smokes.
Wow. How many seasons did he play? Did he?
Well, four. I mean.
Did he play 20?
I think he played the most seasons as a catcher, too. So
17,500.
Yeah, 22,000.
Putouts?
What?
I was thinking like 500.
Every time he catches a strike three, that's a putout.
No.
Okay, I'm telling
tagging
you
the players
is.
And out. You know.
Oh, 1,200.
If he catches a third strike, that's a putout?
No.
No, I don't think so.
Tagging a player or
throwing them out. Tagging, throwing them out, catching a fly ball.
Throwing them out.
You know,
put out. 2,500 maybe.
No. Okay.
214.
Okay. 15,120.
Wow, it is that. Wow.
Most of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I want to know what a putout is, though.
When a first baseman catches a ball that is thrown by the shortstop for a force out of first, that's a putout for the first baseman.
Okay.
And I'm quite certain that when the catcher catches a third strike, it is a putout.
That's way too low, then.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
Well, I mean.
15,000 for like 18 years, 19 years in the league?
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know.
Hundreds of strikeouts a year.
But I mean, how many putouts? When he throws a runner out at second base, that's an assist. That's not a putout. So those are those and tags at home and foul balls caught are the only putouts a catcher.
19, what, play 18 years roughly? I mean,
04 to what? To 23? Is that right?
Okay. So better part of 20 years. Oh, yeah. Almost.
Not really. Not really injured.
No. I mean, 800 plus putouts a season. So yeah, that has to include strikeouts, you would think.
Yeah.
Wow.
I accept your apologies.
I think that's a terrible
stat. In baseball,
stat.
A putout is a statistic credited to the fielder who physically records an out, such as catching a fly ball, tagging out a runner, stepping on a base for a force out, or catching a third strike.
Wow.
So there you go.
That makes sense.
There you go.
I was not including those.
Yeah. Gotcha. Well, obviously, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Anyway, I like the rapid fire, though, before that question.
I dig that.
I'm going to try to pull that back again, because I didn't really hear the
15,122.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. That's awesome.
Okay.
Nice.
Well, good job, B. Another tough trivia, brother. Get started on your next one. Doc, another hearty congratulations to you.
That sounds hearty.
This year again.
Who Am I Movies next, B?
Yeah, that's right.
What's that?
Who Am I Movies?
Oh, I like that.
I like that one.
Fun. Yeah, I could keep running with
it. Would you go actors or characters?
Oh.
I like characters better, personally, if we're making a request.
I don't know. I could go either way, I guess.
Characters get hard, though. That's tough. To remember names. It's easier to remember the actor.
You'd have to go with blockbusters. Yeah.
That's tough.
You couldn't really go deep.
It had to go. Yeah. Anyway. But I do like that idea. Yeah.
Okay.
Good deal. All right. Get in the lab there, brother. That's going to do it for this episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe. You guys, we put a call to action to subscribe on YouTube to get us to 100. You guys blew it out of the water.
Yeah, baby.
And it's time to party. Let's see if we can get to 200 just as quickly. Leave us a review when you can. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. Until then, keep your brain sharp and those bellies laughing.
Hey, listeners, Nick here. Want to tell you about Warrior Logo Wear, the official sponsor of our merch store. Check them out. They are veteran-owned. They have no minimum orders, so if you want to make your own thing, go to warriorlogowear.com. Or if you want to buy our merch, which is fantastic, go to theultimatetriviapodcast.com, click the link, buy some swag.